This week's parsha, when it talks about tzedakah to aniyim, it says chiyamucha chicha umata yado imach vechazakta bo geritol shavacha imach. The Midrash Rabbah says right there chiyamucha chicha hado detema ashrei maskil el dal. The yomra yimal teyu Hashem. Right, you get a reward. Hashem saves you if you're maskil el dal. Maskil miloshen seichel, something thinking, etc. What exactly in this pasuk is maskil el dal? Like it's talking about if you give money to the poor person, what's the rule of the seichel here? There are many different pshatim, but one is the Shevet Sofer, the grandson of the Chassam Sofer. His pirush on the Torah here says that the diak from umata yado imach, right? He gets poor, umata yado, and he gets weak. He loses his basis before vechzaktavo imach with you. What is with you? With you is some sort of equality, some sort of parallel together with. And he says, what does this mean? It means that the Medrash is darshening even before vechzakto, but before you do anything to him, for him. Chiyamocha chicho mata yado imach. Parallel to Parsh B'Shvata, we also have eshani imach. What does imach mean? Imach means with you. Often, a rich guy sees a poor guy, he says, oh, I'm this kind of person, they're that kind of person, I'm very separate from them, we live in different neighborhoods, I should try to minimize contact with them, like, to feel very, very different from the poor person. But that's not the Torah Shkafa. Ultimately, what are you supposed to do when you say, it's not enough, you don't start by helping the poor person, you start by identifying with, by feeling the pain of the poor person. By imata yada imach. If he's suffering, if he's weak, if he's in trouble, he's with me. I understand what he's going through. I understand how he feels. And then ultimately, obviously, you'll help him properly and you want to do the right thing. You won't be selfish about it if you really feel. And that's maskil el dal. Not just to give money, but to really think and understand what he's going through and to really feel what he's feeling. And he says also, that's what the Gemara says. The Gemara says, the Iker Schar V'Tainus is tzedakah. Why is the Iker Schar V'Tainus tzedakah? Okay, so Ayin Sham, Rashi Zafshadi says, why is the Iker Schar V'Tainus the tzedakah? Shouldn't the Iker Schar V'Tainus be you go to shul and you daven, etc.? So no, the Iker Schar V'Tainus tzedakah is when you fast, you feel what it's like to be hungry. And you feel what it's like to be hungry, and you use that to really say, ah, now there are people who are hungry out there. I know what it's like, and I'm going to care more about them because I feel it. Then that's an ikar schar you take from the tainus. I think this is true. It's not only true, of course, of people who don't have enough to eat. Maybe we don't meet a lot of people, mela, who don't have enough to eat necessarily nowadays. But Ashri Maskal Dal, according to Simcha Ben Sofer, the Shevet Sofer, is saying that the first step is not, when I see someone, what am I going to do for him? How am I going to fix the problem, etc.? The first step, if I see someone and they're in a different place than me and they have different experiences than me and they're suffering something that I can't relate to try to put myself in their head and relate to them and feel where they are. And if I feel that I'm imach and we're all in this together, then Mela will all be able to do the right thing and solve the problems. Shabbat shalom.